Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray mobile. KE8RHW mobile, this is KE8CZX mobile.
KE8ZZX, good morning. My name's Mike. Yeah, we're mobile right now. Just dropped off the family at Flint Airport and headed back home to Oxford. So just seeing that the weather's starting to change a little bit here, starting to get a little bit of snow mixed in with the rain. But how's your morning going?
Yeah, morning's going good here. Name's Chris here. I'm just heading into my part-time gig, working at the skating rink, DJing the kids' early New Year's Eve party. It's always one of my favorite parties of the year to do, and I'll be doing that and then heading home, and I think we have games and movies planned tonight with the family with some snacks and that to ring in the New Year.
Absolutely. So we're talking roller or ice for the rink?
It is roller. I've worked with Rollhaven there on South Saginaw and Grand Blanc for 32 years now. I've been hanging out there working with them.
I think I lost you right there. Something was I had a strong signal blocking everything here, but yeah, I got the roller part.
Yeah, it's at Rollhaven there in Grand Blanc. I've worked with them for 32 years. Started in college as just a part-time gig, kind of in between jobs, actually. But I've always worked some other job and never felt the need to leave. So even after I graduated and started teaching full-time, I continue to work there a couple days a week.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I no work for me today, so I'm just going to go home, and it'll just be me and the dogs hanging out tonight, which will be just fine. Probably, you know, watch some football. Do that. Yeah, enjoyed watching the Lions games last night. So that's pretty much about all I've got planned today, which is not much. Oh, I know I do have one more thing planned. I've got to get some new lights put up in the garage that I have waiting to do, so I've got that on my list.
Yeah, that Lions game last night was a good game. I've always wanted to see a coach be gutsy and go on fourth down most of the time, and I really like that about Campbell, and I think it has been making the difference in a good number of games.
Oh, he absolutely does. Yeah, that's one thing you can always count on him for doing it. You know, just he's not going to change, and he's not going to, you know, go back on it. So that is fun. Yeah, it was a little just touch and go there all the way to the fourth, and they started pulling away. So it was a fun game, but I really think they're going to have a difficult time with the Vikings. You know, just because their defense is so beat up here. I mean, if they can't stop it, and they're not going to be able to score as easily on the Vikings, I think, because they're the 49ers. So it'll be tough, but I'm still hoping.
Yeah, they've really had a time with it with injuries this season, but they've been working through them pretty well. So hopefully things will go our way when they play the Vikings. And I'd really like to see him make it to the Super Bowl. That would be a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun this season watching them. Even last season, too, was great. You know, I can't complain. But anyway, so you're in the mobile right now, and I don't get up this way too often. See, I'm on Bristol Road, and I'm headed towards M15 to take that south. Is that anywhere near you?
Hey, actually, I came from Davidson, and I'm coming up on Bristol Road, 475 here. So I'm just went under a bridge. I don't know if that did anything, but yeah, I'm a couple miles probably from the airport right now, and just coming up on Bristol Road from 475.
Okay. Yeah, I can't hear this repeater from my GTH there at Oxford. I don't really have a permanent 2 meter 70 centimeter setup there. I do have a base station, but my antenna is not permanent. Every once in a while, I'll stick a Yachty out on a stick on a tripod and kind of like aim it around and try to hit the repeaters, but mostly I just, you know, run scanning all the repeaters when I'm in the mobile here on the ICOM 5100, so it kind of seeks out the repeaters, you know, closest to me, which is nice.
Yeah, this repeater usually does pretty well for me. I've got a couple of HTs, a Yaesu and a Baofeng that I got. Got this nice little 8-watt Baofeng from my Secret Santa this year, which was pretty cool. And it seems to be doing pretty well. I can hit this repeater and have a decent sound. It's at least full copy with a little bit of air, but I can get it from inside the house with aluminum siding.
Okay, that's awesome. Do you HF radio or not, or give me that?
I do not have an HF rig yet. Still working on getting my general license. I keep telling myself I'm going to study for it and learn and be ready to do it, but time gets in the way. I've got the app on my phone that has lessons and everything, and so I've been picking away at it here and there. But I hope to get up on it. We've got one more daughter still in high school, and I think once our schedule slows down and we're not doing the work schedule and the high school student schedule, I might have more time to focus on it.
Okay, yeah, it does take time to study. During the pandemic, I went ahead and studied for both the tech and the general and just took them at the same time because they're pretty close as far as similar as far as questions and such. So I had kind of knocked it out. And yeah, both my kids are actually in college. Well, my daughter just graduated, but she actually has her technician, and she was in Ann Arbor there, and I was able to from Oxford able to hit one of the Ann Arbor repeaters. And we would have a QSO every once in a while on 2 meters, which was kind of cool. She enjoyed that. But, yeah, it is fun, but it does take time to do. And then, of course, then you got to go out and get a different rig and different kind of antenna. But I've been pretty just slowly pecking away at my equipment here and there. But right now I just have wire antennas, inexpensive and easy to put up and take down if needed.
That's pretty cool. Our next door neighbor, he doesn't do much anymore, but he used to only do the CQ, or not CQ, what is it, Morse code, anyway. He's got a wire hanging from, going from his house hanging up to one of the back trees. And I think he used to do the video. This quick scan video or whatever. He's got a pie-shaped antenna that he used for that. But my first and really only experience with HF was on a field day, and it just so happens that my very first contact was with the AARL contesting station on field day. And so that was pretty cool. Other people in the shack that were showing me how to do things were saying how they had hoped, since they've gotten the amateur radio to contact with that station, and they hadn't. And my first try with a technician license on a field day, I connected with him.
That's awesome, Chris. Yeah. I do a lot of, like, the POTA type thing, just because it's quick and easy, get on the radio, jump off, you know, and that is a lot of fun. I've activated a couple parks around here on HF, but it is a lot of fun, and I'm glad you got out there and tried it. So, yeah, I don't do any Morse code. It's just not my thing, really. Yeah, I'm not really big into the FT8 and stuff like that. I mean, I have done it and know how to do it, but mostly just jump on single sideband and that kind of thing, but it definitely is fun. So this is KE8RHW and we'll...
The KE8 is easy yet mobile for identification. One of the last times I was driving home from my daughter's college in Virginia, I was either in Virginia or West Virginia. I was somewhere thereabout, and just had the radio on, and I've got it so it's monitoring, you know, four frequencies at a time, and one of those is the calling frequency, and made a contact with somebody that was doing summits on the air. I can't remember which summit he was on, but that was pretty cool. But I am pulling into the parking lot here of where I'm headed, so I'll be clear on your final here. But it was great chatting with you. Thanks for the ride. KE8CZX.
All right, KE8CZX, Chris. This is KE8RHW. Yeah, great QSO. Appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of the day. Happy New Year and prosperous one. So hope to catch you again soon. So this will be KE8RHW. I'll just be monitoring this frequency and probably a couple others. So anyway, 73, Chris.
KE8RHW. This is November 8th, Uniform Oscar, NHO. I'll copy.
I got a part of that call sign. I'm starting to get on the fringe, I think, of this repeater. But go ahead again with the call sign. This is KE8RHW.
Yes, the call here is November 8th, Uniform Oscar, NHUO. Name here is Mike.
All right, Mike, yeah, I got that time. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm good. You're the only second person I have actually contacted on this repeater. I'm new to the area, moved here with my wife from Texas, and just got the new call sign here about a week ago. So just checking the local repeaters and making sure that I can get into them should the need arise.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to the area. I live in Oxford, so a little bit south of this repeater area, so I'm normally not on this one at all. I just had to drop my family off at the Flint Airport. They're headed down to Florida for a couple days, and I'm heading back to my QTH there in Oxford to enjoy the New Year's with the dogs.
Roger, Mike. And from looking at your QRZ entry here, looks like you and I both have a lot in common. You're running the 7300 at the house, the CTH. I also have one that's not my primary. It's the one I'm using for Vera AC, and I'm still working to try to get that set up so I can communicate via HF. With the clubs and members that I left behind, if you will, back in Texas. Back to you.
Yeah, we definitely have good propagation down to Texas. I know I do from where I'm at. And I got two different antennas there. I have a DX Commander Classic, so it's a fan dipole, which I enjoy. Does have a little bit more noise, but I have an infed half-wave that I have set up as a NVIS for, 40 meter, I guess, really. Um, and that, you know, I can switch between either one. So that's what I have set up there. No Yagis or anything like that. Hex beams, which would be nice, but I can't push my luck with the white. Let's put it that way.
Roger. Okay, so I gotta say, there are some similarities that go even past the rig. I'm running a Comet CHA 250 HD. That's vertical. And where I'm located up in Lanesburg, just off the lake, scenic lake, it works very well, and I can pick up a lot of stations coast to coast on the right frequencies, and it really needs no ground plane, so it's really a good one. And because I live in an HOA, I have been able to put it up in a long wire invis. I believe you mentioned that on your last transmission. That's what I have as a secondary, and it works very well. I just, in my case, I don't want to draw any attention to the Yagis or.
No, I can understand that. Yeah, I've also considered setting up like one of those flagpole vertical antennas. You know, just disguise it that way. Yeah, I've got my my infed half wave. We have some, you know, patio lights. They're strung between, you know, trees here and there, and the little black antennas. You can't even see it. You know, that just disappears right in all that mess as well. And then the TX Commander is not the ideal situation. I have it kind of like running up the trunk of a tree, so it's kind of hidden in a tree. Now, I know that's not the best way to do it, but it keeps my wife happy. But yeah, we don't have any HOAs, so I don't have to worry about that. But she's been good to let me have what I have, so I try not to push it. But yeah, there's all kinds of great ways to put up antennas to hide in front of the HOA. But I agree, you don't want to draw attention and then have to, like, you know, deal with that.
Roger that. Yeah, there's plenty of eyeballs here where I live that, and they don't expressly prohibit ham radio antennas. In fact, they've got some TV antennas above the houses back before. It became old fashionable to have these satellites. And as such, I don't see anybody reporting it. But you do know that the FCC has really said, hey, ham radio operators are necessary. Let me reach that. Ham radio operators are really necessary, so folks settle down and be quiet. But I just don't want to have to deal with it, so I'll just fly under the radar. NAUO for ID.
NAQOKE8RHW. Yeah, I agree. It's just better just not draw attention a lot of times, you know. So, but so that's good. So, what do you have planned for this evening? Anything special?
Well, the wife and I moved here from Texas to be near our kids and grandkids, and we're on the lake just across from them. So we'll go over there for some dinner this evening, and their friends are coming, so we will retire back to our QTH and retire early, as we've done for the last probably 5 years. I don't have any high need to see another year show up, because I'm just going to be another year older. And right now I'm sitting on 73. I'm 73 years old. And a lot of people really give me a hard time saying, why did you move north? Well, you spend 115 degrees in Texas one time, and you probably will understand.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. Yeah, we live on a lake as well. So, although this year, normally we set up an ice rink for ice skating, but that's not happening this year, I don't think, because it's still all water. It may have froze a little bit, but not enough for anything. And this morning, it's all back to water, so. Yeah, I'll probably just, I got some things to do at the house. Like I said, I'm going to reinstall some new lighting in the garage that I've been meaning to do, and hang out with the dogs, maybe fire up the grill and do that, and will I stay up to midnight? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see how it goes, but it should be a quiet night for me, which would be just fine.
Yes, I totally understand, and I see your lake in the background, so, yeah, that's exactly what we have. We thawed out yesterday, and after I had seen somebody actually walking around the perimeter earlier in, I think it was last week, before last, and now we're completely thawed, but the snow is coming down, even as we speak.
Yeah, there are some people that will get out there with minimal ice coverage, that's for sure. Normally the ice fishermen, and I do always wait for them to get out there first before I even try to get out there. I let someone else test it out for me. But, Mike, I'm going to say 73. I'm going to stop off here at the grocery store and get some, I need to get some vegetables for my steak tonight. I didn't have that, so I'm going to grab some of that. But, 73 and Happy New Year and a prosperous one. Enjoy the kids, grandkids today. Should be a fun one. So, anyways, I'll be clear on your final mic. So, this is KEHRHW.
All right, Michael, it's been good talking to you. I just wanted to reach out and make sure that I'm running a discount antenna for the public service and for UHF, VHF, and so. I just wanted to make sure everything was working, and I did have a quick QSO with Chris yesterday, the fellow you were just talking to. So, all right, I'm going to leave you. Have a good one, and be careful, and Happy New Year to you and yours. This is NHUO, November 8th Uniform Oscar, and we'll be talking to you, I hope, a little sooner than later.
All right, 73 is NHUOK. We got Rich Studio.
KM8DAD Mobile.
Last mobile station. Didn't catch your call. NHUO, November 8th, Uniform Officer name here tonight.
N8UO from Kilo, Mike 8, Delta Alpha Delta. Good morning, Mike. Name's Dan. I'm just sitting here on the west side of Lansing, just monitoring the repeater this morning. How are you?
Well, Daniel, I'm doing good. I just looked you up. If that's correct, let me know for sure. Yes, I just got on this here, I guess it was last week. I bought a new handy talkie, and that's what I'm talking on. But it is connected to my outside discount. So I was real surprised that in 10 watts I'm able to get into that repeater there, central landing.
Yeah, I think this is a linked repeater. It's the one that I'm hooked into is 147.28, and I think it's hooked into repeaters basically all up the east side of the state.
Roger that. I think I do remember seeing that, but it was the only one I was able to get into with a handy talkie. So I'll keep that in mind, knowing that we don't like to tie up too many repeaters too long. And but you sound good. And you're in St. John's, I believe it says.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my base is in St. John's. I've got a Yaesu 2600M with just a J-pole on my roof. We're going to put a little mast on that, get a little more elevation on it. Right now I'm on my mobile. I'm down to check on a friend's cat, and so I'm down in Lansing, actually, on the west side. So my mobile is just HT. It's an Explorer QRZ1, and I just got a Nagoya Magnet mount on the roof at the 5-watter.
Well, it sounds very good. Very clear, very clean signal, and very clean audio. This is a, well, I've got both a J2 and ICOM handy copy, but what am I talking on? I'm talking on a TID radio, the Tiger International Development Radio. That's a, it's a Chinese $60 radio, and I'm very pleased with it. But it has gotten to work out now, and I feel pretty good about it. We'll find out exactly what the battery life looks like after I spend a day or so talking on it. Back to you, Daniel.
DM8DAD. It sounds very good. Actually, yeah, you're 5'9". No, it sounds it sounds really good. I have to say. Now, I was listening to the conversation you were having about HOAs, and I kind of had to chuckle because I have an HOA in my neighborhood, but they pretty much don't care anymore. They pretty much gave up on enforcing any restrictions. It's like, you know, they have these restrictions. Nobody's supposed to park in their driveways. They're supposed to park in their garage. Everybody parks in their driveways. Nobody's supposed to have a TV aerial. I have a TV antenna on the roof, and I have a ham antenna on the roof. And, yeah, they've pretty much gotten to the point where we've been there 20 years, and as long as we pay our dues every year, they pretty much don't care what we do.
Yeah, roger, roger. When I was living in Dallas, North Dallas, in the home of the Lay's Potato Chips Company, that was Plano, Texas, we lived in an HOA that had finally dispersed, completely dispersed, and first thing the guy did went out and put about a 40-foot tall Yagi, and it drew a lot of attention, but nobody could do anything about it. I just told him, more power to you. I recently moved here from Forestburg, Texas, to Lanesburg. I can't get out of being a burger, I guess. We're on a private lake here, and their HOA is going to hang around for a while. I'm quite sure of it. In fact, I would bet money it'll be here long after I'm gone, because they want everything prim and proper and like it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I know a lot of them are like that, and they just they want to enforce their rules at least for a while. I think after a few years, you might be surprised that they kind of relax on things, because you know, once they get people moved into the subdivisions and you know, they pretty much get most of the property sold off, they don't care much, but. But yeah, interesting. My former boss's daughter just moved back up here from Dallas. She was a licensed PT, a physical therapist. She moved down there because there was a lot more work down in Texas, and it paid a lot better. And actually, my former boss ended up getting quite ill, pancreatitis, so she moved back up here to take care of him. So she just moved all of her stuff up here from Dallas in August. Back to you.
Well, we may have followed him up here. We pulled into the driveway up here August 29th, I believe. We bought the house in April, and it's kind of hard to find a house in this location. The houses here were built in the 80s. They're 40 years old, but the people have really kept them up and have updated them. So it was kind of like, well, if I can live 1 mile from our daughter and son-in-law, grandson, granddaughter, yeah, we better do it. So we did it, and we let the contractor have the house for about 5 months. And he fixed it up for us, made it kind of like what we were moving out of. But I got to tell you, Texas is a wonderful place. It is a great group of people. I was a member of the club. In fact, I was a past president, treasurer, he couldn't bottle washer of the Montague County Amateur Radio Club. So I had to reset there. Anyway, it was a little bit sad to move, but it's also been very good. So it's all paid off. NAGUO back to KMHDAD.
NAGUO from KMHDAD. Yeah, I'm pleased to hear that you had a good club down there, and you know, you hear so much, and of course on the internet everybody complains, and you hear all about all these old ham clubs are bad and all these bad. You know, we started our own little club up in St. John's. I don't want to call it little, but it is brand new. It actually started this year, and just a couple guys up there. You know, one person got a hold of me and wanted to start a club, and I don't know how it happened, but I ended up being treasurer of the club, because I think there was about four or five of us in the whole club, but, you know, we're really excited about, you know, being able to do, you know, just different programs and get people introduced to the hobby. I mean, I've been interested in ham radio since I was a teenager. I got into Skywarn and listened to 2-meter repeaters, and got my check ticket at the ripe old age of 57. So, you know, I mean, there's always the interest out there, and I love promoting the hobby.
Yeah, Roger, that's what it's about. It's about keeping this hobby alive and moving in the direction you know, when you pick up more kids, more youngsters that have an interest, especially if they're interested in STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and math. But anyway, I'm digressing now. I'm glad to be here. Not a member of any club yet, and I've just been building up my ham radio bunker, I call it, and getting everything on the air and ready for who knows what. That's what we're supposed to do, always ready. All right, I'm going to let you take it back, and I'm gonna log you, even though I don't normally log VHF, but I'm gonna log you, and you might even get a, well, if I had your email, you might get a QSL card.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my email, I don't know if I put it on the QRZ page, but it's my name, Dan. Last name DROLETT, and it's at Gmail. You mentioned you were in Langsburg. If you're interested, if you'd like to check out one of our club meetings, we meet the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. Right now we're meeting at the St. John's Lutheran Church. It's just on the southwest end of town. We're going to be moving back to the Briggs Library in St. John's eventually when they're renovating the library, so it's closed right now. But, you know, we love to have new people just stop by and check us out. So if you're free and you'd like to come up and join us, the more the merrier. Back to you.
Well, not being a native here, I don't know where everything is, but I did check the map. It looks like you're just a little bit north and east of my CUSA, my home is what I'm trying to say. And it's possible I could do that. I don't drive much after dark, though. Give me a beer.
Yeah, I can understand that. I kind of try to limit it. Myself, I'm diabetic, and I've noticed, like, with my eyesight, especially in the last few years, I kind of have to be cautious. I mean, I can drive at night, but I have to be cautious with that. And by the way, talking about ham regulations and everything, I don't know if you were aware of this. In Michigan, with the hands-free driving law, they actually, and I think it was ARRL that kind of lobbied to push this through, mobile ham units are exempt from the talk on a mobile while you're driving. And what they recommended was to keep a copy of the of your license, and I've got a copy of the law with the exemption highlighted on it. So I think that's kind of cool. So I'd like to pass the word about that, too. Back to you.
I had to give that procedure a breath there. I had heard or read about it. Several states, I think, have had the same problem. Even my hometown down in Wichita Falls, you can't use a cell phone while driving in the city limits. I don't know what they're doing about handhelds or microphones. But anyway, that's good to know. That's good to know. I do have a little gate to CHF, UHF, rig in my Jeep. So anyway, all right, I'm going to send you, I got everything set up here. I'm going to send you the QSL card, and it's got my address and everything on it. I'll let you decide if you want to. My email is also on my, if you look me up on QRZ, it's there. N-A-U-O Friday.
N-A-U-O from KM8-D-A-D. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I don't have any QSL card. I guess I could make virtual cards. I guess you could do that now. I would love to get a card, absolutely, for sure. And I will I don't know if I have the logger on my phone up, but I will certainly make a note of your call here and the time of the QSO. And I can send you the information on the location for the meeting too, and maybe a map to the church, if you want to, you know, if you're interested in checking it out. I know it's 6:30 at night, it's dark by that time, but that would be most appreciated. Actually, I've never received a card yet.
Okay, well, don't get your hopes up too high. This is a virtual card. It comes by email. I use MacLogger DX. I'm an Apple guy. So you'll get it. You'll also have my email, so you can keep me in the loop or put me on a mailing list, and perhaps even send me some information on how to join. I may not be able to make the meetings until summer, but hey, I'm interested. Back to you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We could, and we've talked about the possibility of maybe doing something with Zoom, too, you know, for people who can't make it in person to maybe set something up on, you know, our secretary has a laptop, and you know, he might be able to set up some kind of a Zoom thing where, you know, you could log in from home and whatnot, but I will certainly mention that to him as an idea. You know, mention that there, you know, that there is someone who would be interested in at least checking the meetings out and see if we could do something like that.
Okay, Roger, Roger. And I do see the map, and I do see how far it is. It's up 127. You should have my email. Just send me some information, and I will certainly give it some consideration. I may go ahead and join if I know what the dues are and things like that. I don't join just for the sake of joining. I join to kind of be part of the group and help out. Not sure at my age whether I'm going to be able to make all the meetings, but we've already talked about that. So. Daniel, I'm going to let you get on with your day and not tie up this repeater any longer. So, KM8DAD, this is N8UO. I almost used my old call sign. I've only had this one for 2 weeks, so I feel like I'm newly minted. Hi.
Well, it's great talking with you, Mike. I will shoot me an email, and I'll get you some information, and I'll pass it along to our president, Hank, as well, because I know he's always interested in, new folks around the area. And, you don't have to be a member just to check out a meeting, and maybe we can, like I said, you can set something up with Zoom. But our dues are pretty cheap. They're $20 a year, and actually we're doing something with Field Day next month, Winter Field Day, and we usually go over to the president's house. He's got a big barn out on his property, and we just set everything up and have fun all day. So maybe I can get you some information on that as well. Break. But I'll back out of here. I'm about to my destination, so I'm gonna check on the kitty cat, make sure he's doing okay. But once again, Mike, great talking with you. 73, and have a very happy and joyous new year, and hope to talk with you soon. NAUO from KMADAD will be clear.
I'm going to just monitor.
KMADAD, station calling, didn't quite catch the call. You're a little choppy into the repeater. Could you come again, please? I think I got W8QW. Good morning, Dave. Yeah, I can hear you, but you're pretty choppy coming into the repeater on that HT. I'm just down here checking on my friend's kitty cat. I'm sitting in the former Rite Aid parking lot here on the corner of Waverly and Saginaw. I just heard some activity on the repeater. Thought I'd check in and see what's going on. You got any big plans for New Year's Eve?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that again, Dan? I got caught up with another conversation.
Oh, shoot, Dave. You're just not making the repeater that well. I'm sorry.
Okay. Listen, I also have to sign out. I'm going to be great to get. Have a great holiday.
W8QW from KM8DAD. I have a very happy new year, Dave, and great to hear from you, and hope to chat soon. I will be I'll be monitoring this repeater probably a little bit later. I might be monitoring the 39 as I'm driving home here in a little bit. So maybe I'll check in there, and if you're around, maybe we can try again, see what happens here. But if I don't talk to you beforehand, have a very happy new year, and God bless, and we will talk with you soon. W8QW, KM8DAD, will be clear.
I'll give you a holler on the way back. Hey, it's just starting to snow here now. KM8DAD, W8QW. M-A-D-A-D, M-A-D-A-D, W-H-C-W, Dan, you still around? W-H-C-W is clear.
K-E-A-C-V-X Mobile.
K-E-8-C-Z-X, Dustin.